Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to welcome my guest, Mr. Lawrence Brooks. And we're going to have a conversation about a mental health symposium that is going to be forthcoming. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me here. I'm having a great, great day. How about yourself?
Hey, man. Every day is a great day. You know, when you're talking about a mental health symposium, and every day, every second of every minute of every hour of every day, you see mental health issues all over the world. And the outcome of the problems with mental health, 7 people were shot yesterday, in our city. And I believe that people who, and you correct me if I'm wrong, people who take guns to address issues that can be addressed in a manner better than pulling a gun and attempting to take somebody's life, suffering through some kind of mental illness. And I'm old enough to remember in this country when we had a system to address the mental illness of the citizenry in this country. It was then President Ronald Reagan who made a decision that we could no longer afford to address the mentally ill in our society. There used to be facilities that our government financially supported and tax dollars to help people who had mental illnesses because it was understood that those people were sick. And Ronald Reagan and our government made a unilateral decision to put those people out on the streets, and things have only gotten progressively worse in our society, where we now look at people with mental illnesses and look at them as criminals, as opposed to the fact that they're suffering some kind of mental illness. You say what to that?
Yeah, totally. And I'm definitely agree with what you're saying. And I think this is definitely why the symposium is happening, right? And the theme of the symposium of being the intersection of race and mental health, I believe, especially on, you know, on the whims of the pandemic, but just as, you know, even before the pandemic was even here, mental health has and always should have been a part of the conversation, right? But specifically when COVID came around, we saw how race, right, especially those in Black and brown communities were often really targeted, to your point where there should have been support and resources, right? They're often met with injustice and violence. And, of course, we've seen nationally the effects of, you know, George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, right? But then even locally in our own city of Milwaukee, right, and in our neighboring counties of Kenosha, it's hitting home. It's hitting home where we can really see, especially in our marginalized communities, but more so locally here in Milwaukee, that there's a clear intersection of disparities and so much that needs to be done between our race and mental health. So, hopefully that this symposium can, you know, not only just start the conversation, because this is a part of a plan that started in 2021 from quarterly meetings, but it's an opportunity to really get into work, right, and say, what can we do? What resources are out here so that we can really wrap around our people that are maybe struggling with mental health?
You know, man, this is such an overwhelming subject. When you just look at the sheer numbers and people who aren't diagnosed, there are those who are diagnosed, and then just an incalculable number of people who have not been diagnosed. And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that people don't understand the diagnosis and they don't understand what they should look for in their own families with the mental health disorders that exist.
Yeah, totally, totally. And, you know, even with, you know, and I'm super excited about the, you know, the symposium coming up because I got an opportunity just to even share my story, right? My personal story of just living with depression and anxiety, right? And, of course, I have my own speaking company in terms of, you know, the Inspired Network, but I also work for the Milwaukee Bucks. And to be able to win a championship and to really see the success, but then also to still have those underlying feelings of anxiety and depression, I only can just imagine, right, the challenges and the struggles of those that may be feeling the same thing that I feel, right, but without that clear, confirming diagnosis, which often is stigmatized in the community where, you know, those may not want to go get screening from local organizations or just to dig into more, you know, information to help them out. But I believe, again, the symposium will bring so many individuals from different sectors to say how, one, can we map out our resources, but then make our resources more accessible, right? And that's where we're at in the community. How can we make these resources more accessible for these young for these people?
So I have to tell you, man, It is hard to reach the people who need to be reached. And there certainly are nowhere near enough resources or even that the information gets to the people who need it the most. One of the reasons why I extended the invitation to have you guys on this morning is to reach as many people as we possibly can. Because that number, again, man, is incalculable with people who suffer this kind of reality in their families and don't even know about the symposium. You know, I don't know how best to reach the people who need to be reached. I guess the symposium is one way, but we've got to figure out a better way of reaching larger numbers of people who need the help.
Totally, totally, and I definitely agree. And I believe that's where everybody has a role. Everybody has a piece of the pie, if you could say, to really making sure that everybody's stories matter. I really love how wise this theme is, one story at a time. And all the organizations that are coming, all the researchers, all you know, the human service professionals that have the opportunity on a day-to-day to work with families. And to, you know, and that's why I really love direct service professionals, because they get a chance to really help shape and form the resources, but then the supports that these families get, but to also show these families that their stories matter. But then they also, their stories can also help guide and help shape, form the resources. So we're in a time now where lived experiences are definitely important, right? If you're planning on board of directors of teams, of prevention initiatives, we need to pull those that are going through the challenges we are trying to solve to the table. So that we can really have holistic approaches to, you know, what we all are trying to solve.
So you talked about the symposium that is going to be bringing in the specialists, so to speak. To is their focus going to then be on, you know, you talked about capacity. You know, if and there certainly is not enough capacity, you know, with all of them, based on what continues to happen on a daily basis in our community. The need for, you know, the exposure to these different entities is man, it's unbelievable. And so what are you expecting, or what are we expecting to come out of this gathering?
Yeah, totally. So for those that may be listening, this mental health symposium hosted by Rise and Rogers, it's called A Call to Action. And it's really looking at the intersection of race and mental health. It'll be happening at Marquette University grounds at the Memorial Union Ballroom, again, on April 19th. And it'll be from 8:15 to 12:30. And to your point, Earl, I'm just super excited because we have four you have a group of experts, I will say, that during the symposium will have a chance to really speak on four topics that from 2021, Wise and Rogers had quarterly meetings that really brought individuals together to say, what do we need to really focus on? Where can we leverage all our resources? Where can we, where do the conversations need to have and happen? So we'll have individuals such as Reggie Jackson and Brenda Wesley talking about how can we strengthen resources. We'll have Dr. Maria Amaranti talking about diversity in the mental health workforce. How can we really bring diverse individuals to have that holistic approach to the health workforce? We'll also talk about, we'll have Thomasina Jenkins talking about the disparity of reimbursement rates as in terms of the welfare system. And then lastly, we'll have the training of police officers and first responders. And we're super excited to have Captain Sharonda Grant. She's the captain for District 5 in Milwaukee, right? And the organizers of the symposium are really strategic in bringing different perspectives of the community law enforcement, bringing in community diversity, right, to really look at this pie as a whole. To say what can we do, but to end out the symposium, what I'm really looking forward to is the breakout sessions. So there will be a virtual and in-person opportunity to join the symposium, but the breakout sessions will be available for both those virtually and in-person to really get into action, to really piece out from those four topics what action items, what goals, what objectives need to come out so that, therefore, from the symposium, there'll be no more talking. Will be a mapped out plan, in a sense, to really put in that call to action that, you know, the symposium is designed for.
So I want to, when we come back from break, I recall now maybe about 3-4 years ago, Dr. Lovell, the president of Marquette University. Oh, we've got to go to break. Hold on. We'll be right back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Mr. Lawrence Brooks is here, and he's talking about mental health symposium that's going to be taking place at Marquette University. And what's the date, sir?
15th to 12:30.
April 19th. We'll be right back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.